On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, Bishop Carroll, all the priests, sisters, brothers, and seminarians, I want to wish all of you a most happy Mother's Day. Now, the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me, and of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer, and of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come he will show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At one time, my dear faithful, there was a little boy, maybe 2 or 3 years old, living in a very Catholic family. He went to church every Sunday with his mother and father, and so he heard many sermons. But his little mind couldn't grasp most of what was said. They were simply above his head. He heard a lot about God, but he just couldn't understand, even though he wanted to. So one day, he asked his mother, Mom, can you tell me about God? His mother was very pleasantly surprised by this question, so she stopped her work and sat down next to her boy. She then began with, Well, God is so good, sweet, and kind. As she said this, her little boy's eyes opened wide in wonder. His imagination was filled, trying to picture God with the description his mother gave him. His mother continued explaining, God is the most loving of all. Then, ever so quickly, in fact, even before his mother had finished her sentence, understanding flashed across the little boy's face. He turned to his mother, rested his hands on her lap, and interrupted her with, Mommy, there's a lot of God about you. How true this is of so many mothers, my dear faithful. Mothers are so good and kind, so loving. It is practically the definition of their lives. And that means there is a lot of God about them. Because God is charity. as St. John says in his first epistle. God is charity. God is love. So too mothers are filled with love. They watch over their children, ensuring in every way they can that their children will be good and happy. Compare this to how God watches over men so that they will be good and holy in this life and will reach everlasting happiness in heaven. Then, too, think how a mother spends herself in nurturing, providing for, and educating her children. And you will see a small reflection of the providence of God that provides for man all that man needs. But the ultimate proof of love is to sacrifice oneself for the beloved. As our Lord put it, greater love than this no man hath than that a man lay down his life for his friend. God sent his only Son to sacrifice himself, not just on the cross, but by an entire life spent for souls. His bloody death on the cross was the culmination of our Lord's entire life of sacrifice. Mothers, too, sacrifice their lives for their children by giving their time, their labor, but above all, their hearts. This is why a good mother's life mirrors our Lord's so closely. This is what made the little boy in the story say of his own mother, "Mommy, there's a lot of God about you." A mother's children are the constant care, worry, and love of her heart. Mothers truly are one of those best and perfect gifts of which St. James speaks in today's epistle. Of course, St. James was principally speaking of heavenly things, such as grace, the virtues of faith and patience, all those things given by God to lead us to heaven. But of course, God has given us everything in our life. Our possessions, our family, our friends, our neighbors, the sun that lights our day, the moon that brightens our night, the very air that we just breathed. Every single thing that exists in our life was created by our Lord for us. And this, of course, includes our own mother. And just as we must be grateful for all that he has done for us and make a return of love to our God, so we must love our mothers as well. After God, who is closer to you than the woman who gave you life, who nurtured and taught you as a child, and who sacrificed herself for you? So, of course, we should be grateful to our mothers and love her with the utmost devotion. And if this applies to our earthly mother, so too it especially applies to our heavenly mother. Our Blessed Mother is closer to us than any other human being. She spends her time in heaven constantly watching over us. She nurtures us by distributing to us grace. She provides for us by her intercession before the throne of God. Our Lady is truly our Heavenly Mother, and thus we must love her in return and be devoted to her. We do this most especially by praying to her, by seeking not to hurt her by sin. And, as she requested at Fatima, by making reparation for those who do sin and wound her Immaculate Heart. Our Lady wants nothing better than to help us, but she can help to the fullest only when we allow her to, by our asking her help and by disposing ourselves to receive grace. Pray then to our Blessed Mother, especially her daily rosary. We must also avoid offending her by sin. Our Lady revealed in her Fatima apparitions the great sorrow she suffers at the sins of man. She held out her immaculate heart, bleeding and covered with thorns. This is what sin does to our Blessed Mother. It wounds her heart to see man's sin, for she sees the souls of her own children wounded, and God forbid, even lost to him by mortal sin. She bears the weight of the whole world's sin in her immaculate heart. But as she revealed at Fatima, we can lighten this burden by making reparation. Comfort your dear mother then, my dear faithful, by your prayers, by avoiding sin, and by making reparation for it. This repairing for the offenses of men can best be done by making the five first Saturdays. Those who make the five first Saturdays are such a comfort to our Blessed Mother, for she sees her children take the time to go to her and spend it with her. I urge you then to make that effort. If you already have, could you not make them again for her? Now, after our Blessed Mother, no human being, as I said before, is closer to us than our earthly mother. And so we must have devotion to our earthly mother as well. By devotion, I mean children must show their mother that they love her. That means praying for her, spending time with her, talking to her, doing something kind for her. This includes when your mother is older. Children must take care of their parents, providing and watching over them, just as their parents did for their children. Throughout life, there should be no coldness between a child and his mother. If there is, we must root it out and sacrifice ourselves, sacrifice our feelings for her, just as she sacrificed herself for us. My dear faithful, let us love, first of all, our Blessed Mother, who has such an incredible love for us that she became our mother while standing beneath the cross. And let us love our earthly mothers, who truly do have such an incredible love for us as well, even though we may have been such crosses to them. Make a return to your Heavenly Mother and your earthly mother by giving them your time, your love, your heart. Love your mothers, my dear faithful, on this Mother's Day and every day. Pray to your Heavenly Mother and pray for your earthly mother. Spend time with them and give them your love. And this too, this way, you too will grow like God. May God bless you, and may you have a happy and blessed Mother's Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.